أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولو قاتلكم الذين كفروا لولوا الأدبار ثم لا يجدون وليا ولا نصيرا. In the previous ayat, we read of the great virtues of the Sahaba رضي الله تعالى عنهم, who made bayat, the pledge of Hudaybiyah to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they pledged their whole lives and their everything for the sake of deen. Further, with regard to that, and on that, Allah Ta'ala made it that there was no war that took place, and a peace treaty was concluded at Hudaybiyah, which is a very famous, the peace treaty of Hudaybiyah. With regard to that, further, Allah says, وَلَوْ قَاتَلَكُمُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَوَلَّوُ الْأَدْبَارِ. اور اگر لرتے تم سے کافر تو پھیرتے پیٹ پھیر پیٹ. And they had these non-believers, the kuffar of Makkah, the Quraysh of Makkah, had they decided to fight you, though they had the upper hand in everything outwardly. They were much more bigger in number, they were well armed, Hudaybiyah was much more closer to them, and the Muslims were very small in number, unarmed, they came in ihram, and the people, and they were far from Medina. But in spite of all that, had they decided to fight, Allah Ta'ala says that they should have shown their backs and run away. In spite of that, Allah's help should have been with you, and they should have been put on the heels. ثُمَّ لَا يَجِدُونَ وَلِيًّا وَلَا نَصْعِيرًا. پھر نہ پاتے کوئی حمایتی اور نہ مددگار. And they should see that they should have nobody who is their guardian or is their helper. There should have been no support for them whatsoever. And this in fact did happen to some small extent, that some youngsters of Makkah Sharif made their own groups to come and attack the Muslims. And when they did come, the Muslims caught them alive and presented them to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But actual warfare, that did not take place. Just a certain groups who wanted to, like youngsters wanting to cause trouble, they did come, but the Sahaba caught hold of them and they couldn't cause any harm whatsoever. سُنَّةَ اللَّهِ الَّتِي قَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلَ. رسم پری ہوئی ہے اللہ کی جو پہلے چلی آئی ہے. This is the way of Allah تبارک و تعالی, and which is coming along from all along. Allah has got a set pattern of how He works, and according to that pattern He works. And it is beyond human comprehension to understand the system and the workings of Allah Ta'ala. And not only in this matters of warfare, but in all the systems of the world, there Allah has got a fixed pattern by which He works, and that is not understood by people easily. Min qablo pehle se. That is, and this pattern is coming along from all time. وَلَن تَجِدَ لِسُنَّةِ اللَّهِ تَبْدِيلًا. اور تو ہرگز نہ دیکھے گا اللہ کے رسم کو بدلتے. And you will never ever see that this pattern and system of Allah Ta'ala will ever change. Allah has got a system of running this world, and it is beyond human comprehension, and you'll see that that system of Allah Ta'ala will not change. Things and everything will run in this world according to that pattern of Allah Ta'ala. Many times we might think our du'as are not getting accepted. Du'as are being accepted, but that pattern of Allah which is over and above everything, that will take place. And the acceptance of the du'as will be in different various forms. But that system which Allah has kept, that is going to take place, and the world will run according to that. وَهُوَ الَّذِي كَفَّ أَيْدِيَهُمْ عَنْكُمْ. اور وہی ہے جس نے روک رکھا ان کے ہاتھوں کو تم سے. And it is Allah alone who kept the hands of the Quraysh back from you. That is, if you go and see it outwardly, logistically, work it out on paper, they should definitely have been there to fight, and they should have been the overpowering army, and everything was in their hands. But Allah's system which was at work, which nobody can see, Allah just made it that they do not fight. And they give back and they also be satisfied on the agreements of Hudaybiyah. وَإِدِيَكُمْ عَنْهُمْ اور تمہارے ہاتھوں کو ان سے. And Allah Ta'ala saved them from your hands. That means Allah did not make them to come forward and fight, and neither did Allah take you forward and let you fight. Allah saved both sides from this fight, and Allah caused this peace treaty to take place. بِبَطْنِ مَكَّةَ بِبِيْتْ شَهِرْ مَكَّةَ. And this was right in Makkah. That means so close, and right there where they could, where they had all the upper hand and all this fighting. But Allah did not, is an indication also that Allah did not want any fighting to take place in this peaceful city of Makkah Sharif. So Allah saved this warfare from both sides, and that is only the work of Allah and the unseen hand of Allah that is at work. مِن بَعْدِ أَنْ أَزْفَرَكُمْ عَلَيْهِمْ. بعد اس کے کہ تمہارے ہاتھ لگا دیا ان کو. And all this was after Allah had established also, had they been in fight, you should have been successful over them. You should have won the fight. Though all the odds were against you, outwardly everything was in their favor, but Allah Ta'ala had determined, had they been in fight, you should have been the victorious people. But Allah Ta'ala had made it that there be no fight, no war whatsoever, neither from the Muslim side nor from the Quraysh side. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ بَصِيرًا. اور ہے اللہ جو کچھ تم کرتے ہو دیکھتا. And Allah Ta'ala watches each and everything what you are doing. Your outward actions, Allah is aware. What is passing through your mind, Allah is aware. What is in your heart, Allah is aware. And at that time, the Sahaba were also very determined to fight. And they were not prepared to take off the ihram without making umrah. It was very difficult. Allah knew your inner conditions. But in spite of that, you acted on the will and the command of Allah. And for that, Allah had granted you a great, great victory which came just flowing after that. After Hudaybiyah, which seems that the Muslims made agreement and what all conditions against them. But that was the turning point from where Allah Ta'ala made Islam flourish in the whole world. Until today, Islam is in the whole world. It is just necessary for us to observe that all the commands which Allah had given in the surah, and then Islam will actually dominate the world if we will establish the Islamic Khilafat and jihad comes into place in the true form. Allah will make Islam to rule the world again.